The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Should be from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Sorry about that. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is the one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we had two very lovely readings in the readings this morning. The first reading from the prophet Hosea is one of my favorite ones. And some of you will know it's set to music, the Song of Hosea. Come back to me with all your heart. Let not fear keep us apart. Long have I longed for your coming home to me. It's a lovely, gentle, coming home to God, coming home to the Lord. And then in the gospel this morning, we have there what Jesus quoted there was from the book of Deuteronomy, and it's known as the Shema, and it's something that every good Jew recites three times a day. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." And then to that, Jesus adds a quotation from the book of Leviticus, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." He joins the two. The bottom line, if you use that word, of the gospel this morning and of the readings and of all scripture is that everything is connected. Very often we think we are totally separate from anybody else. We're not. We're totally, totally connected. Look at how dependent we are on one another. As the poet John Donne said, "No man is an island," and that's very, very, very true. We're dependent on so many people, the people who work for the utilities, the people, everything. We're all dependent on one another. But more than that, that is part of our relationship. God is in everything, and everything is connected. Every molecule, every atom, everything. And we are part of that. And it's not a thing that God is there and we are here. But we're totally, totally in God. We're surrounded by God. God is in everything. So I am in God at the moment, if that makes sense. You are in God. God is in you. Total intimacy, total connection. And that's a very difficult thing for us sometimes to get into our mind. I think most of us, we think, God is up there and I'm down here. That's so wrong, that idea. And so the result of that is, as I love God, how I love God is how I love myself. How I love myself is how I love God. How I love you is how I love myself. How I love myself is how I love you. It's all totally, absolutely, totally connected. There is no separation. How I do anything is how I do everything. It's a hard thought to assimilate, but it's an absolute fact and something we really got to think about. Really beautiful readings from the gospel this morning. And so throughout the day, try and think about that and what we've been talking about this morning, and then apply it to yourself. Changes your whole attitude, you know, that God is not out there, nor up there, nor over there, but we are in God, and God is in us.